Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Tuesday, the 21st of October. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you live from Washington here at republicbroadcasting.org. Washington, of course, is the headquarters of American Free Press and the Barnes Review. Check out the American Free Press website at americanfreepress.net. And the Barnes Review can be found at barnesreview.org. Incidentally, ladies and gentlemen, the Anti-Defamation League is at their lying best. They've sent out an email and a press release to anybody who will listen to them, and unfortunately, that's too many people. They are claiming that a Washington, D.C.-based Holocaust denial organization, and of course, they are referring to the Barnes Review. They are claiming that the Barnes Review, although they don't mention the Barnes Review by name because they don't want to be hit with a libel suit, they are claiming that the Barnes Review is responsible for a story that's reaching around the world on the Internet. They're claiming that the Barnes Review is saying that $500 million, or maybe it's $500 billion, disappeared from some of the Jewish-controlled Wall Street banks and was thence channeled to banks in Israel. No, the Barnes Review nor its website did not originate this story. There is a website on the Internet that many people confuse with the Barnes Review, but it is not associated with the Barnes Review. It's a website that's trying to ride the popularity of the Barnes Review. No, the Barnes Review did not put that story out. Well, folks, there's not much to talk about tonight. There is a lot to talk about tonight, but I'm not going to occupy the hour as I did last evening at the expense of quite a few callers who had lined up to call in. So if you were one of the callers who called in last night and couldn't get on board with us, you're welcome to call in here and we will get around to you sooner, I pledge, sooner than later. The number here, of course, is 1-800-313-9443. I want to talk very quickly about some books that I'm associated with, including my own little novel, My First Days in the White House. Well, that book is out. I put a few copies in the mail to a few people today, including Jim Condit. Jim, by the way, is going to be a guest on this program again this coming Monday night. So if you didn't hear the broadcast we did with Jim the other evening, you will get to hear us talk more about his project, and I think it's a very important project. I will also be appearing live with Jim on a broadcast that will be heard live in the Cincinnati area at 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time on WKRC Radio AM. I think it's 550 AM. It's in the Cincinnati area and can be heard into some other states as well. It's WKRC AM 550. So I hope you'll be listening into that. We expect to rip the bad guys real hard. It's going to be a lot of fun. Incidentally, another book that I put together this past year, it's not my book per se, but it is a assembly of the writings of Willis Cardo. The book is entitled An Appeal to Reason. This book is now available from the Barnes Review and from American Free Press, and it is precisely what I said it is. It's a very comprehensive assembly of Willis Cardo's various writings over the years, and I think you'll find that very interesting. Stay tuned for more, folks. We are going to the break much quicker than I expected. Stay tuned.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here at republicbroadcasting.org, talking about a couple of my books that have just come out. The other book, which has been out some weeks now, my book Target Traficant, the story of the Justice Department's campaign against Jim Traficant to successfully railroad him into prison. I have to say I was very pleased today to get a call from one of Jim's cousins who read a copy of the book that I sent to Jim's wife. Actually, I sent Mrs. Traficant a case of 100 copies of the book and also a case of 100 more copies to one of Jim's other friends, and the book is getting distribution among those who knew that Jim was not guilty. But finally, I'm pleased to say I managed to put together between two covers most, but not all of the story. There's much, much more to be told, but I, as I say, want to do a broad brush approach on it and just lay the story out in a way that people can understand without getting caught up in the legal questions involved. But in any case, I was very heartened that I got a call from, another friendly call from a member of Jim's family. So I, you feel good when you feel like you've accomplished something like that, coming to the defense of someone who, very few others, at least in the field of quote unquote journalism, would not do. So I'm very, very happy about that, needless to say. Before I go on to something more, exciting politically here, I want to tell you about one of Michael Collins Piper's homegrown natural cure discoveries. As I have, you know, a couple weeks ago, I missed two full weeks of the show. 1 week due to a sore throat, which was the extension of a cold that I'd had, and I also missed another week due to a cold. I've been plagued by colds since I was a child, mainly because I had a medical procedure done, which did, well, it raised hell and havoc with my sinuses and my inner ear. But I can tell you, folks, the other day, last evening, when I did the broadcast, I can tell you that I couldn't even hear out of my right ear. And I went through this same problem about a year and a half ago, and I found a little cure for it that worked then, only because about a year and a half before that, I had had the same problem. So much sinus congestion, particularly in the inner ear, that I could not hear at one point a year and a half ago. I couldn't hear out of my right ear for almost 3 or 4 months. And then finally, one day, I said to myself, you know what might work as a cure? Now, this sounds grotesque, ladies and gentlemen, and I assure you it's not the most pleasant thing in the world to do, but I took plain old ground black pepper, table pepper, ladies and gentlemen, McCormick brand, in case you're interested. And I want to tell you what I did, ladies and gentlemen. I breathed it up my nostrils. Sometimes it makes you sneeze, but sometimes it doesn't make you sneeze. Depends on how sensitive you are to it. But I want to tell you, last evening, by about 11:30, this show goes off the air about 10. I did it about 10:15. By about 11:30, my sinuses were completely cleared up, and I can hear out of my right ear once again. I'm slightly deaf in my right ear due to this procedure that was done to me as a child and which has caused me these problems that make me susceptible to colds. And which, of course, also has played a part in making my voice as kind of crusty as it is and always has been. But needless to say, folks, a lot of you might run to the doctor and get all sorts of fancy cures. And, of course, your insurance company, if you have insurance, and a lot of us don't, your insurance company would pay for it. But I tell you what, try that black pepper out. It's an amazing thing. And the funny thing is, after I tried it out for the first time, successfully, I can tell you that about 2 weeks later, I happened to read in the Washington Post that doctors, real live doctors, ladies and gentlemen, not these evil alternative types. I don't consider them evil, but the medical establishment considers them evil. I read in the Washington Post that doctors have actually been experimenting with the use of plain old black pepper in curing colds and sinus problems. Yep, funny little things you can do without going to the doctor, without spending hundreds or thousands of dollars. Sometime I'll tell you how I cured cancer. My own cancer. Yep, I did, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you that story sometime. A lot of doctors might not like me talking about it. I can tell you that my own doctor was a little disappointed by it. She was looking forward to sending me to a cancer specialist, but within a week and a half, I whipped cancer. Yes, I know that's a disappointment to the Anti-Defamation League and a lot of other people. Well, you know, I got an email from one of our listeners, a very nice fellow, who used to be a producer at a radio station I used to do a lot of appearances on out in the West, and he commented on the movie W, the Oliver Stone film about George W. Bush that I commented upon last night. And I had mentioned that this film was of such a nature that although the conservatives are screaming to high heaven that it's a libel and slander of George W. Bush, the film is actually framed in such a way that George Bush fans will actually be able to go and see that film and say, yeah, George W. Bush was a flawed guy. He wasn't perfect, wasn't the smartest guy in the world, but he came around to Jesus, and after he found Jesus, that put him on the path to the presidency. And, of course, as I also noted, the film, or if I didn't note this, I should have, The film also portrays Dick Cheney as the evil genius behind the throne, or maybe I should say it portrays him as the evil and sinister force in the Bush administration, kind of railroading along the crimes of the administration. Well, there's certainly a lot of truth to that, but I think it's also important to note, though, that this essentially makes Bush appear to be kind of a good guy surrounded by bad people. But what's important to note, though, about Stone's film is that even though Oliver Stone is always called this grand conspiracy theorist, Oliver Stone never once mentions anything of any consequence about the role of the neoconservatives, the kosher conservatives, as I call them. A lot of people call them that, not just Mike Piper, but the kosher conservatives, these hardline pro-Israel elements, mostly Jewish, but not all of them, and those who aren't are under the thumb of Jewish intriguers such as Irving Kristol and his son William Kristol. None of that's mentioned in Oliver Stone's film. Nor mentioned in Oliver Stone's film are the crimes of the Bush family. The senior President Bush is former President Bush, the father of the current criminal-in-chief, is presented as kind of a very dignified man who had some objections to his son's behavior, but the film never gets into the historical facts, as documented, for example, by Kevin Phillips in his book on the Bush dynasty, about the longtime intrigues of the Bush family in the CIA and international arms dealing, and no, not in the rise of Hitler, as Jim Mars would talk about, although you would think Oliver Stone might have gotten off on that and, as a consequence, gotten into it, but he didn't. Many, many other things about the Bush family that are very firmly documented. Things that American Free Press wrote about, things that the Spotlight before it wrote about, things that many, many other people have dug into over the years. Oliver Stone's film ignores all of that. Instead, it's more of a entertaining, maybe somewhat correct, maybe somewhat incorrect, personality profile of George W. Bush. And yet, for the historical record, folks, people down the years, if they see the film, which evidently is doing fairly well at the box office, this is what the memory of George W. Bush will be. It won't be a memory of how George W. Bush was manipulated by the Jewish neoconservatives. And that's the real story. Plus many, many other things surrounding the intrigues of the Bush family over the years. So again, Oliver Stone has done a number on us, ladies and gentlemen, and yet there are people out there who will hail him as the alternative, as the presenter of the quote-unquote alternative history of the period, when in fact his film W is anything but that. No, we hear nothing about Israel in the film. We hear nothing about the Jewish lobby. None of that. Absolutely none of it. But, of course, Oliver Stone will get hailed and damned at the same time and make millions of dollars, and everyone will talk about him, and the mass media will review his film, but they will not get into the hardcore facts, not the theories, the facts that surround the Bush family, the Bush dynasty, and its covert role in many of the affairs of the United States during the past century. One thing which they did not point out, which they should have pointed out, is the fact that although there was big stuff a few years ago during the last presidential election about George Bush being AWOL from the Air National Guard, what Oliver Stone did not point out, which he could have pointed out, is that there's very good evidence to indicate that during those times that George W. Bush was AWOL, when he was not in Vietnam, as many people were, like my brother, and many, many others, including many of you listeners out there, there is evidence to suggest that George W. Bush was actually flying secret missions for the CIA. And we'll talk more about that when we come back. If you're ready to call in here, please do. It's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Pfeiffer here. Before the break, I was talking about George Bush's little-known role. You know, everybody said, he ducked Vietnam. Well, you know, he ducked Vietnam just about the same way Bill Clinton did. Bill Clinton did dodge the draft, but he found a way to get around the draft and still work for the United States government. Bill Clinton was working, and I'm pretty sure about this. I've written about it, whole chapter in my book, The Judas Goats. Bill Clinton was working for the CIA as an informant inside the anti-war groups. And, folks, I think if you pursue the matter a little further, you'll find that, in fact, John Kerry, the Vietnam War hero who came back and later joined anti-war groups as a Vietnam War hero, I think you'll find that he was also acting as a CIA informant during that same time frame. Don't forget, he's a Yale man, just like George Bush Sr. and George Bush Jr. Well, regarding George Bush Jr., yeah, it's convenient to say he skipped out on Vietnam, but, you know, the insiders know that he was working for the CIA. And I can also tell you a story that was told to me personally by the individual involved, and which has also been written about in at least one book, and it's probably on the internet somewhere. A story about George Bush and one of his brothers. It may have been Jeb Bush. Now, it's very, very interesting. I must tell you up front, a couple years ago I mentioned to you on this program that a very well-known private detective, very well-known, very well-connected private detective did some investigating for American Free Press about the intrigues and background of the now infamous Christopher Boleyn, also known as Kinky Balloon. And like I say, I'm not really at liberty to reveal that guy's name, but if I mentioned it, a lot of people would know who he is. And a lot of you can probably read between the lines if you know anything about a lot of these intrigues of the last 25 years. You might even be able to figure out who he is, but don't ask me his name. Suffice to say, he is well known, and he's the guy who investigated Boleyn and told us that it would be dangerous for American Free Press to continue to pursue any further inquiries into Boleyn because Boleyn was very well connected and was receiving financing from abroad, which explains a lot of things. Well, this same very well connected private detective told me personally, sitting in my office at Liberty Lobby, told me probably maybe as long as 10 years before Kinky Balloon ever popped up on the scene, that at one point he was working in investigating organized crime as part of a task force. He'd been in law enforcement and worked closely with the FBI in some very high-level organized crime investigations. And he told me that in the course of this investigation, he had learned from one of his associates in the Drug Enforcement Administration that at one point, sometime between 1980 and I believe 1992, more than likely though during the Reagan administration as opposed to the George Bush Senior administration, that the Drug Enforcement Administration was about to make a bust of a cocaine transaction on an oil rig in the Gulf of Mexico. There were some people delivering the cocaine from Latin America, probably part of the Iran-Contra network. The drop-off was being made to two Americans. The DEA was getting ready to strike. Suddenly, the DEA was told by its sources in the CIA, don't touch it. These two guys who are picking up the cocaine are the sons of Vice President George H.W. Bush. One of those sons who was involved in this cocaine transaction was George W. Bush. The other son, and this is if my memory serves me correctly, the other son was Jeb Bush, who was, for at least two terms, the governor of Florida. I have no reason to doubt the integrity of the person who told me this story. No reason to doubt the truth of it. I believe very firmly that he was only repeating back to me what he had indeed been told by his contact in the Drug Enforcement Administration. And, of course, this would immediately, of course, recall the very well-known fact that the Reagan-Bush administration in its Iran-Contra dealings was indeed involved in the illicit drug trade, which, of course, also included Oliver North and no less than Bill and Hillary Clinton. So, yes, yes, folks, I think it's pretty safe to say that our President George W. Bush, he was working for the CIA. After all, his old man had been the CIA director, and it's pretty convincingly clear that he was working for the CIA long before he ever actually became director. Just an interesting little tidbit I thought I might pass on in the context of Oliver Stone's film. All right, well, we are going to the half-hour break. When we come back, we are going to go to the callers, and some of your favorite callers are lined up here with us tonight. If you want to call in, now's the time to do it, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question, are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question, do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here. A couple weeks ago, I recall mentioning on the show that I walked into my living room during one of the breaks and found the resident guard, the Hound of the Baskervilles, sprawling quite comfortably across a gigantic stuffed lion, a toy lion, looks real, but it's a toy, gigantic stuffed lion that I have sitting in the living room. Well, tonight the Hound of the Baskervilles has found a new place of comfort. The big hound stretched across a large overstuffed chair with his big paws and shoulders lying atop a gigantic banker's box, which is filled with about 4 feet of material documenting the intrigues inside and the destruction of the Populist Party of the United States. I've been going through my archives and have been both amused and horrified to recall those days of the Populist Party, which some of you may recall. But I'm pleased to say that they have become functional, at least as far as the comfort of the Hound of the Baskervilles is concerned. The hound looks very comfortable. He does not seem to be reading any of the archives, but instead he's resting on them. Well, let's go to the phones. The hound is comfortable, and that makes me comfortable. Okay, let's go to the phones. We have the hound from Massachusetts, Dave. How are you, Dave?
Oh, hi, Michael. Hey, I was thinking about what you said last night about hanging the traitors.
Not just hang them, shoot them, drown them, stab them, electrocute them, other things too, Dave.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got to thinking, you know, I was wondering, I wonder how long Michael wants to hang them for. does he want to hang them for the rest of their lives?
Dave, let me say something. I'm a liberal. I'm a liberal, Dave. As Jim from Texas always points out, I'm a Pollyanna. I would like to think that the hangman working for me would fix the nooses so that the necks of these traitors would be broken instantly. I wouldn't want them to choke to death. I'd want their necks to be broken so that they would be dispatched into hell quite promptly.
Sounds fair to me, Michael. We're going to have to give them a fair trial first, I guess.
Oh, absolutely, yes. I do believe in fair trials because we've seen too many unfair trials like that Jim Traficant was subjected to. So, no, we want fair trials for the criminals.
Right, because we wouldn't want to be accused of being vigilantes.
No, that's right, absolutely.
But, hey, you know what I brought up last night, Michael, was, this whole question, this thing about Chuck Baldwin. I've been trying to look into him more, and I'm very suspicious of him, and I'm on his email list, the Constitution Party, and I mean, I get the emails, and he's talking about the strict construction of the Constitution and the solving the economic problems, a la Ron Paul and stuff and everything. But he seems to avoid the question of Israel and Zionism. But anyways, one thing I found was one of his articles from back in January, and he's saying he's a premillennialist, and he says he believes that God will yet fulfill the Davidic covenant with Israel. Well, Michael, you know, I mean, Christianity 101 is that God already fully fulfilled the Davidic covenant with Israel in Christ Jesus. Everybody knows that.
I would say that most of the people I know who call themselves Christians and who I believe to be Christians would agree with your assessment there, Dave.
Yeah, what's his name?
Chuck Baldwin, yeah.
Chuck Baldwin. To me, I said to on Rick Adams' show last night, I said, I mean, talk like that is just paving the way for the coming Antichrist. In other words, the Davidic covenant, Michael, to refresh your memory, is simply that the Messiah would come through the seed line of David, and he would be the king of Israel, and so on. And that was all fulfilled in Christ Jesus. And here's Baldwin saying he believes that God will yet fulfill it with Israel. And then I'm dropping down in this article, and he's talking about, this relationship between Washington and Israel, and he's saying, herein lies another problem. It is a heavy-handed, dictatorial, do-as-I-say foreign policy from Washington, D.C. that prevents Israel from defending itself. Before Tel Aviv can do anything, it must come hat in hand to Washington for permission.
Well, I'll tell you something, Dave, to be quite candid, I consider that a bunch of rubbish.
I do too. I do too, Michael. That's nonsense and everything. But, I guess I'm going to look into him more, but I guess his roots are all with his mentor, I guess, was none other than, Jerry Falwell, and I think he went to the Jerry Falwell's college there.
My concern, I guess, probably when it comes right down to it, is precisely that, which you've outlined quite succinctly here, Dave, that there seems to be a theocratic bent on the part of Chuck Baldwin, and I guess that should be no surprise considering the fact that he is a Southern Baptist preacher, and he is steeped in much of this theology that, as I say, a lot of the good Christian ministers that I know and whose work I respect, they seem to reject that kind of teaching. So, I guess when it comes right down to it, you know, the bottom line of it is Chuck Baldwin is not going to be elected president, so it's not a major concern. But, you know, we do have Sarah Palin as the vice presidential nominee of the Republican Party. And as I've said, and I will continue to say, despite the fact that both my Republican friends and my Democratic friends all seem to be convinced that Obama is going to win, I don't necessarily think that's just quite yet going to happen. But if it doesn't happen and McCain and Palin somehow manage to grab the White House through hook or by crook, we will have someone ensconced in the vice presidency who is obviously devoted to teachings that hold the Jews above us all. And that, I think, is pretty scary.
Yeah, you know, I picked up a book, Michael, named it's entitled Sarah. I don't know if I have it handy here with an arm reach, and I'll tell you who the author is, but I know the last book of the last chapter of the book, of this book entitled Sarah. It's all about Sarah Palin.
Yeah, it's an interesting book. I have it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the last chapter says, for such a time as this. Did you see that?
Yes, I do remember that now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's, of course, you know, those are those famous words from the book of Esther in the Bible. She, you know, Esther came to the kingdom, was called to the kingdom for such a time as this.
That early leader of a Holocaust against the Persians, Queen Esther.
Right, yeah. And, hey, but wait, now listen, let me ask you real quickly, if I may, because I think you've spoken positively of her, but I don't know too much about Cynthia McKinney, but although I know she was for an honest investigation of the Liberty attack, she's for an honest investigation of what really happened on 9/11. She doesn't want one of these Illuminati-type investigations like what she had. She wants an honest, she doesn't want the Illuminati covering up for the Illuminati, you know, she doesn't want the Illuminati investigating the Illuminati.
That's a good way of putting it. Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, I think that makes, you know, that sets Cynthia McKinney apart. You know, I don't know how many people, when I've said favorable things about Cynthia McKinney, now a lot of people say, oh, well, she's a black radical. Okay, well, I say aside from that, they say, well, she hit a Capitol police officer. And I say, well, now, wait a minute. Let's look at that. What really happened was, it's probably a waste of time going into it, but just in her defense, I think this needs to be said. She was walking through a line where members of Congress can walk through if they're wearing their identification, which she was, and a police officer saw her, evidently did not recognize her as a member of Congress, put his hand on her and grabbed her and said, stop. She turned around and reacted as anyone would do. She turned around, and she had her cell phone in her hand, and she turned around and rapped this police officer on the chest.
Yeah,
now, anybody who is grabbed from behind will react that way, whether they're black, whether they're white, whether they're green, whether they're yellow. Once when I was a kid, this story is almost too Eric Hoffschmidt to tell on the air, but I'll tell it. Once when I was a kid, I was standing in line at school, and I was leaning over tying my shoe, and I felt someone's fingers going down the back of my pants. And I turned around and raised my fist, and it turned out it was a nice little old lady music teacher who thought it was kind of funny to do that to me. And there was another teacher standing there, and he said, I don't want to ever see you raise your hand to a teacher, blah, 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 blah. Well, I said to him, very matter-of-factly, because I was a smart ass, but I was a smart kid and could get away with it, I said, she shouldn't have stuck her fingers down my pants. Well, Cynthia McKinney had the right to say, this guy shouldn't have grabbed me, I'm a member of Congress, and I didn't know it was a cop. And that's exactly what she said. But the point is, the bigger picture here, aside from my fifth grade experience, the bigger picture here is that so many people have used that against Cynthia McKinney to paint her as some sort of violence-prone, crazy, radical, anti-American black woman. The things that Cynthia McKinney has said about 9/11, the things that she said about U.S. policy towards Israel, the things that she said about the need for an investigation of the Israeli attack on the USS Liberty, I think that sets her apart and says, in many respects, that she's more of a man than many of these so-called men, white and black alike, who are standing in the halls of Congress today.
Yeah, she seems as well as Cardo has taught with plutocracy versus populism and everything.
Populism versus plutocracy.
She seems like a true populist, Michael.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't necessarily agree with all of Cynthia McKinney's positions on all the issues. I don't think there's really any member of Congress or anybody in public life today that I necessarily agree with on every issue. But let's face it, on those things that I pointed out, she has set herself apart. And for that reason, there's good reason for people who want to make their voice heard. They have every reason to vote for Cynthia McKinney.
No, it's coming from the South like she does, Michael. No, Cynthia McKinney, she must be a Christian, huh?
I can't say one way or the other. I assume she is, but I don't know that for a fact.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll have to look into it more. I mean, I'm not questioning to what extent or how fervent she is, but I mean, nominally, I would assume that being a black lady from the South, in all likelihood, she is a Christian, probably, huh?
That's probably a safe bet. I know a lot of people who were kind of favorably inclined to her are not too enthusiastic about her running mate, who is a hip-hop artist and hardly qualified, I would think, for the vice presidency, and a lot of people were disappointed that was her selection. But, you know, as I say, you know, if we're here talking about a protest vote, I think that Cynthia McKinney is just as solid a protest vote as Bob Barr or Chuck Baldwin or Ralph Nader. Unfortunately, of course, we don't have one big, solid, united protest movement in this country, and that is exactly the way our misrulers would like it. Well, listen, Dave, I have another caller here I want to bring up, so I thank you for yours.
Yeah, thank you, Michael.
And we are going to go to the Hound from Texas, Jim from Texas. Jim, come on up.
Hello, Mike.
How you doing tonight, Jim?
Oh, surviving.
Hey, aren't we all?
You were talking about Oliver Stone and the fact that he never mentioned Jew or neocon or anything. That's the one cardinal rule of American media, journalism, print, TV, movies, everything else. You're not allowed to say the word Jew without throwing victim or victimhood or victimized in front of it. There's no way. I mean, I could do a story about Palestinian toddlers with their eyeballs blasted out, but I'd have to couch the story in the fact that the Jewish captain in charge of the body recovery got 3 severe paper cuts on his hand shuffling and collating the death certificates for the toddlers that they shot.
You know, Jim, I'm glad you brought that up because you reminded me of something I wanted to mention in the monologue. You know, let's face it, this guy Bill Ayers, who's Obama's associate, either close associate or not so close associate, the big issue is whether or not he was a terrorist. Well, evidently he was a terrorist because he was involved in groups that wanted to bomb or did bomb the U.S. Capitol and the Pentagon. And, you know, after 9/11, we were told terrorism was the worst thing in the world. Well, here we find even Colin Powell coming to Barack Obama's defense and saying, well, that's not fair for McCain and Palin to talk about William Ayers. But let's pose it this way, Jim. Suppose that William Ayers, in his early years, had chosen to express his opposition to U.S. foreign policy by setting off a bomb at the headquarters of the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, or at the Simon Wiesenthal Center, or the American Jewish Committee, or even a synagogue. I just have a funny feeling that if William Ayers had done that, he would not be hailed as a respected member of the Hyde Park community in the Chicago metropolitan area. He'd probably still be in jail, number one. Number two, if he were out of jail, he would be shunned, as our Amish friends are known to shun. He would be shunned by the entire community, and there is absolutely no politician in the United States who would want to have any association with Mr. Ayers. But yet, because Ayers was, it's evidently okay to bomb the U.S. Capitol and evidently okay to bomb the Pentagon, but you're not allowed to bomb warmongering groups or do things such as saying boo to them because that makes you a hate monger and an extremist. So just a little thought I wanted to throw out there. I'm not defending heirs. I'm not defending terrorism. I'm not supporting Obama. I am not even supporting McCain's position on this. I'm just drawing a little parallel that I think is something to consider. But we're going to the break right now. Jim, stay on. We're going to wrap up the hour here when we come back. So you are listening, folks, to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., which I remind you is the headquarters of American Free Press. So check it out on the Internet at AmericanFreePress.net. I think you'll be glad you did.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We are wrapping up the hour here. We have Jim from Texas aboard with us. Jim, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I'm just kind of curious. Do you have any particular take on what's going to happen during the election? Do you want to give us a conspiracy theory or a prediction or anything?
No, I would just like to say that Colin Powell, in his appearance on Meet the Press, gave the perfect litmus test as to whether you are actually a Pollyanna or not. Because if you believe his story, that he's only endorsing Obama because McCain's running a no-good campaign that's attacking people undeservedly, then you're definitely a Pollyanna.
Yeah, I guess I have to say in this particular case, I'm not going to fall into that category.
Well, you passed the test, Mike.
At least on that issue anyway, yeah. I think it's a bit disingenuous.
I mean, how dumb do those people think we are when he'll come up with a story like that?
They've been playing us for fools and suckers for the last 60, ever since the mass media began to consolidate and telling us lies on a daily basis, and people believe it. Most people believe it. You know, a lot of the hardcore Republicans won't believe it. And even a lot of the hardcore Democrats aren't going to believe it, but they're never going to admit it.
Mike, I don't even think your big-shot lawyer friend would believe that. He might come close. He might stop and think about it a while, but I don't even think he would believe that.
You know, I talked to him very briefly the other day, but I still have to call him and find out what he thinks about George Bush's leadership in these economic times. After they managed to bankrupt the country and turn $800 billion or more over to these Jewish banks on Wall Street, I wonder how he will explain that away.
Well, that's like asking howdy doody. How did he manage to move his arms and his mouth around from the old puppet show? Same difference. It doesn't matter who's in there.
No, that's true enough. You see, that's the thing we always have to remind ourselves that, you know, I hear these people saying, oh, my God, we can't have Obama because of this or that, or these other people were saying, you know, we can't have McCain because of this or that. When all is said and done, there's going to be very little difference between the two. I personally think McCain is more ideologically dangerous than Obama because McCain has this thing about bombing, as in bomb, 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 bomb Iran. But
Mike, for years, I hoped that Gephardt would ascend to the presidency because he looked just like Howdy Doody, and he'd be the perfect president. You just put a couple strings on him from his arms, and he could let him dance around. But he looked exactly like Howdy Doody. That's what I called him for years.
He was
my representative.
His big financial base of support was the very influential Jewish community out there in St. Louis.
He was my rep.
Oh, he was. That's very interesting.
Yeah. And I was proud as a peacock, I'll tell you that.
Well, he's off somewhere, I'm sure, making big bucks as a lobbyist now.
Oh, I'm sure he's driving a cab somewhere. I mean, there's no payoff for those people.
I somehow doubt that, Jim. You know, it's
well, he always told a story about how his dad was a milk truck driver, and I think his dad actually did drive a milk truck for about 2 weeks.
Well, that's
during the end of the Depression.
That's like Joe Lieberman lying to the American people and talking about how his father drove a bread truck, but he left out the part that his father started out driving trucks for a liquor company and then later owning a liquor store. Now, there's nothing wrong with owning a liquor store, but you know, Joe Lieberman was playing Mr. Pious, Mr. Self-Righteous, Mr. Morality, and so many of these good Christians wouldn't have approved of Joe Lieberman if they knew his father dealt in liquor. You know, the name Bronfman means liquor man.
It was probably during Prohibition when he was driving that liquor truck, so... if the full story were to come out.
In this case, Jim, I'm not even going to say I fear you're wrong because I probably would guess that you're right. All right, well, I hear the music playing, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks to Jim and thanks to Dave. The only callers we got tonight, and here I open the phones wide open. Well, we will be here tomorrow night. Hope you'll tune in.
It's the same old.